fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 25th day of February, year of our Lord 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. Time to get going. That means the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, work with your team, recreate with your team, pray with your team. If you don't have a team, then it's about time that you start working on putting one together. Only people that you trust implicitly, that you would trust with your life. All right. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. They manufacture the excellent Gravity Feed Ready Pure water filter. We'll be talking about the events of the day and, of course, the imperative need that every family have a Ready Pure water filter. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning, sir?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
All right.
So interesting happenings out there for sure. We're coming off the, you know, repercussions of this Texas shutdown. And it's very, very interesting. I spoke with probably 10 or 15 of our Texas clients over the last week.
I bet you did.
Really concerned about the boil order and, you know, what they should do. And this happened in the big metro areas, you know, in the Houston and Dallas. So it wasn't just a rural thing. And, you know, not one of the people that called me had one of the Ready Pure units. You know, they had some of the in-house units that we sell and have for over 10 years. But because they don't have that non-electric gravity-fed filter, they had concerns because there were contaminants in their source water, and every one of them was wondering, you know, gee, this stuff is now maybe inside my filters. What do I do? You know, this kind of thing. So every one of these systems that we sell serves a different purpose, and nothing will replace that Ready Pure unit in a time of emergency for many, many, many reasons.
Well, I'm going to speculate. You and I haven't talked about this, but you're getting a sales increase from people in Texas. Would that be a good assessment, belief?
Yeah, absolutely. and definitely a whole lot of inquiries too. You know, a lot of people have to think about purchases for a while before they make them. I don't know that these things are impulse buys. I think they're common sense things, and you know, people need to think a little bit about it. And very often there's a call or two, you know, of inquiry, question and answer before somebody makes a decision to purchase. Not that they're super expensive, they're not. It's just that, you know, people tend to tend to research their purchases, especially when it comes to water equipment. And I had another lady call me about the simple pump, you know, about putting a simple pump system into her well water system so that when there's no electricity, she can still get water out of her well. I thought that was interesting. And we're up about 600% on our unit that uses the UV light chamber, because people are even more, you know, knowledgeable about bacteria, and we want to really make sure that gets removed. And that's one of our double protection systems that we offer as well. So it's just been very interesting. People are definitely contaminant conscious.
I bet
they
are.
This last month, you know, this last few weeks, for sure.
Tell us about this equipment that pumps the water when there's no electricity.
Well, there's a company called Simple Pump, and we are a distributor for them. And what happens is they make a relatively easy to install system that goes down into the well casing that rides alongside of the existing submersible pump line. And so you have both. You know, you got the regular well working the way it normally does with the electric. And then as an option, you have this beautiful, you know, stainless steel pump system where you can go out. And the neat thing about this is not only is it very smooth and very effective, better than any of the other products that are out there, including some that are more expensive. But what happens is you can pump this thing and it pumps into the existing bladder tank that you have. So, you know, not that it's fun to do because, you know, we don't want to do it, but if we want water, we have to do it if we have no electric. You go out there, you pump this thing for a few minutes, it pressurizes the existing well water tank, wherever that tank might be, and then you've got water regularly flowing through the house until it runs out, you know. And what we did when I put mine in is I put an extra large commercial bladder system in as well so that we can hold, you know, I think it's about 45 or 50 gallons, you know, which is usually about double what you see in a normal well tank. And you could even have several tanks in series. And then you have enough, you know, maybe on hand for an entire day and maybe one bath, you know, that's shared.
Right. But, well,
great system.
Okay. So, but you could keep, as you exhausted the water, you could keep pumping fresh water into it, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And how, is there a depth beyond which you can't pump the water with the system?
It actually is capable very, very deep. Now, you know, what happens is a lot of people have a well that's several hundred feet deep like I do.
Right.
But yet the water table is only down about 50 feet or 60 feet. And I think they like this to be set up, you know, 20 or 30 feet below, you know, the existing water table. So it doesn't really typically need to run that deep, but they've got them available where they do, and they have even better, you know, a better pump fixtures at the very bottom for those that would need more power. But, I mean, I see it as something that just the way it is stock, satisfying 99%, you know, of the people out there.
Okay, because I know in my neighborhood it's common for people to have a deep well that's 200 to 300 feet deep, and they have equipment that can handle that.
Yeah, and this will do that too. They've got all kinds of options, and
Well,
you could, if you wanted, add a solar array, you know, onto what they have, and they provide that as well for those that want that. So there's a lot of options, but you know, it gives you, as you always talk about, you know, a backup system, so that if you have an issue or if you have a problem, now you've got some options, you know, about where to go.
All right. Well, that's great information. What we talk about mostly when you and I talk is the ReadyPure, which is a countertop gravity feed filtration system, mil-spec. I had somebody I was talking to the other day, John, what's mil-spec mean? Well, I was talking about electronic devices, and I said, well, it means you can drop it 3 feet on the concrete and it'll still work. Or in the case of my mil-spec telephone, you can drive over with a pickup truck and it'll still work, or you can place it underwater and it won't cause it any harm. But the ReadyPure system has mil-spec filters in it, doesn't it?
Well, it's got filtration in it that is the finest manufacturer that I've ever seen. I mean, I've seen 10 or 15 different manufacturers of these ceramic gravity-fed cartridges. We chose this particular manufacturer back about 8 years ago because their ceramics is much more finely engineered, meaning that you get higher purification quotient. And because of how pristine the leading edges of the ceramics, it becomes very, very easy to clean, which is nice because it not only keeps everything out, but you could scrub clean it with one of those scrub pads periodically and then, you know, extend the life of the filter. And then we take it one step further, and we have a very special blend of media that's infilled inside of the ceramics. And this helps to address the reduction of all the chemical contaminants that are out there. So this really becomes a dual-purpose unit. You can use it in an emergency to beat back the biological contaminants, and you can also use it every day to help filter and clean the chemicals that come in through the municipal or the ground or the well water. So it's a great unit.
Well, you mentioned a human characteristic that is something we expect, and that's for people to want to research, think about, and ponder various purchases they make, and I encourage that, and that's good. It shouldn't take more than 3 to 7 days to think about and research most anything. And when you go much beyond that, maybe a month or more, then you're getting into procrastination. And we've been encouraging people to not procrastinate, and here we are in February of 2021. My friend Sam Andrews and I on Mondays for nearly 2 years were encouraging people to get thermal imaging devices while they could. Well, we're no longer taking orders for thermal imaging, Kirk, because we can't get delivery to people in probably less than 3 months, maybe longer than that. So those who pondered and thought about it and procrastinated, they're out of luck as far as getting thermal imaging. Point being, at some point, the pondering, the research, the thinking about it needs to become a decision as opposed to just going on and on and on. Now, right now, on Thursday, the 25th of February, you can fulfill any order you get that comes in the door, can't you, sir?
I can.
You can't guarantee that 6 months from now, though, can you?
No, I can't guarantee it 2 months from now. I mean, the momentum is definitely picking up. The shipments, you know, for some of the parts is still delayed, you know, because of the COVID shutdowns. And, you know, you're right. I mean, it's when someone procrastinates making a decision that they know they should do, they are, in essence, making a decision. And these decisions always have consequences.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
You don't want to be stuck without water, and you don't want to be forced to go down to the central distribution point, wherever that is,
right.
Or whatever shape right. that takes,
right.
You know, just to get water every day. I mean, that's a hassle. You want to be able to deal with it yourself in the comfort of your own home, and the ReadyPure allows you to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the geopolitical situation continues to spin wildly out of control. The imposter in chief has issued more than 60 executive orders. I'm losing track. I've heard it might be as many as 71 executive orders. There's no precedence for that many executive orders in this short a period of time. Rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, which is a massive disaster. Shut down, I think within the first 48 hours, shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, which knocked out, what, 12 to 14,000 jobs immediately. And a long list of things that are harmful to our people and to our economy. Right, Kirk?
Absolutely. And you know, I wasn't he supposed to give a State of the Union address that was then just mysteriously postponed or just hasn't happened?
Well,
what's the story there? Somebody told me.
Well, you know, that's a good question. I've been thinking about that myself, the State of the Union address. We have a lot of photographic evidence that there's two Joe Bidens, one with a dangling earlobe, the other with an attached earlobe. And that's something that I think more and more people are becoming aware of. So the real question is, well, which Joe Biden is going to give the State of the Union, if there is one, the real one or the fake one?
It's kind of goofy at this point. I mean, you know, it's like they've removed all the constants and all the underpinnings, and you know, and all the foundations of what we understood to be real, And it's kind of like what, you know, what Jordan Maxwell says. I mean, nothing is as it's supposed to be. And nothing is working the way that we think it should, I guess is the way that he puts it. And, you know, it's come to that point. I'm not sure where we go from here. I know that it's extremely disconcerting. And it's the old example of the camel, you know, getting its nose in under the tent. And eventually that whole camel is coming through. And I feel like we're at that point right now, you know, with the loss of our rights and our representation.
Absolutely. Well, two congressmen authored a letter. It was co-signed by another 20 or so congressmen, respectfully asking Joe Biden to be part of a committee as to whether to use or not use nuclear weapons. I'm not sure if there's precedence for that or not, but it is pretty scary when you got people in Congress concerned about who has their finger on the button, right, Kirk?
It's the whole thing is scary. I mean, right. You know, it's the little tiny movements that have happened, as you say, you know, with all these executive orders, is just it's very, very concerning to me.
It should be. It should be. Well, I'm making some decisions myself. For example, I'm no cook. I can cook a pretty decent breakfast, but other than that, I'm not a cook. And canning is something I don't particularly care to participate in, canning food. But I went ahead and I bought a high-quality American canning device so that we can have some canning and take place here on my premises. The American brand is the only one that doesn't take a gasket. It's so finely machined it doesn't need a gasket. And I went ahead and bit the
bullet. Beautiful piece of equipment. Yeah, we have several of them.
It's high quality. It's professional grade stuff. So I ended my procrastination in that regard because I could see in the future where canning could be a matter of life and death to have fruits and vegetables and meats are preserved in that manner with pressure canning. And I went ahead and got one. It's sitting in my living room, unopened carton, waiting to be used at some future date. I have a stock of several hundred canning jars and about 1,000 or so reusable canning lids, which there is such a thing, reusable canning lids.
Yep.
And they're all in safe storage, ready to be used in the future. So people may not think they need a ReadyPure water filter right now, and maybe they don't right now, but when that future comes, it can come in a hurry, just like the people in Texas found out. People that are used to walking around in shorts and T-shirts in the middle of winter got a big surprise, didn't they?
They did, and it really caused a lot of havoc. I mean, you know, a lot of the municipal engineering, you know, is built on, you know, not having these low temperatures. We know that we're entering into what they call a solar minimum. And, you know, everybody needs to step up their game. I mean, folks, there's not a thing that John offers on his website that's not critically important. And you would be well advised to take advantage of these different offers, you know, whether it be the rocket stove or our system or anything else that's there. They're all really essential. And it should be a goal, you know, in the next weeks or months to get these things because they'll make a big difference for you.
I'm picking up my rocket stove today. Even though I'm a sponsor of rocket stoves, even I had to be on the waiting list. And the manufacturer doesn't play any favorites, even with somebody he's friends with. So I'll be picking up my rocket stove today and get all necessary pipes and pipe caps and so forth to do a high-quality, safe installation and have it ready to go when the time comes for that also. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you get a really nice $100 discount savings with the coupon code, the discount code, LibertyMan, at my website at thelibertyman.com on the ReadyPure high-quality countertop gravity feed water filter. Those who are prepared in advance will survive in more pleasant circumstances than those who don't. Right, Kirk?
Yes, sir. That's right.
They will. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Colonel Travis. 185 years ago this week, he gave that speech to his men at the Alamo. February 25th would have been the third day of the Battle of the Alamo, which lasted 13 days. This hour is sponsored by Ready Pure Water Filters, the highest quality water filters you can get your hands on, high quality gravity feed countertop water filters. And of course, you have a nice $100 discount when you use the discount code LibertyMan. Kirk, I got a couple of water stories for you, first of all.
Great.
I was with Tulsa 12th Special Forces Group. We were coming back from a training operation. We had a 2.5-ton truck stopped at a commercial truck stop gas station. We're getting fuel, and I was in the back of the truck watching what was going on, and several of the guys were walking about the premises, getting soft drinks and snacks, and there was a young man with a hood up on his car right next to us, and he was bent over the radiator, and I'm watching this boy. When I say boy, he's probably early to mid-20s, about to take off the cap off the radiator. Well, he got it loose, and the scalding hot radiator water exploded into his face, into his eyes. I quickly reached for my canteen. My buddy was down there, and I called his name, and he looked up. He caught the canteen, quickly got the cap off, grabbed the young man by the hair, pulled his head back, and flushed out his eyes with the canteen water, saving him from what would have been much worse injuries without immediate action. So that's one story. The other is when I, in Special Forces, when we'd go on a three-day operation, I would take 7 quarts of water with me, two one-quart canteens, and a 5-quart water bladder. Anything that I take into the field, I like to have two or more uses for it, and the 5-quart bladder is an excellent piece of equipment that you can still buy brand new, by the way. So you can use it as a 5-quart canteen, which is purpose number one. It makes a great pillow, purpose number two, and you can pour out the water and blow it up with air, and it makes an excellent flotation device to get across a river or a lake or whatever you need to get across. Excellent, excellent piece of equipment, and I always have several on hand for myself and my team members. Being dehydrated will slow you down. You'll lose your mental sharpness, and eventually it will lead to other health issues pretty quickly, won't it, Kirk?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I first learned about dehydration, obviously, in the service, and I learned quickly that it was something that you had to avoid, and the only way to do that is by having water on hand, you know, as you need it. And then as I became involved in the water industry, I ran across a book about 15 years ago called Your Body's Many Cries for Water, written by Dr. Botman Gilish, who's now passed away. But that book was actually published in about 15 or 20 different languages. And, you know, he makes an excellent case in that book that really many of the diseases that we encounter, especially as we age, are directly linked to dehydration. We think that we can survive and do well, you know, drinking iced tea, Diet Coke, coffee, and other beverages because, you know, they're quote-unquote hydrating us. Well, the fact is that the only thing that will really hydrate the body the way it needs to be is good, clean drinking water, you know, left to itself. And if you drink other liquids, the body has to act then on those liquids in order to make them work as bio water for the body's cells and organs. And all that effort, you know, is taking the body's energy away from other things that it has to do. So don't think for a second that you can go without drinking the required amount of water every day. Absolutely essential. And the good rule of thumb is that you want to drink half your body's weight in ounces. So if you weigh, say, 200 pounds, you want to make sure as a minimum to drink at least 100 ounces of water a day, which is about 3 quarts. And if you're not doing that, your body is going to suffer and your health is going to suffer because of it.
Right. Well, I'm very familiar with the book that you're describing. The doctor was an Iranian doctor, incarcerated because he was politically incorrect. He found out that dehydration was one of the main issues people in prison had. We have a break. Call number is 521-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, local group in St. Charles County, Missouri. Young men and women, they have to leave when they turn 18 and make room for another youngster wearing the authentic uniform of the U.S. Army of 1804. Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps.com. I'll link at my website at thelibertyman.com. My website is thelibertyman.com. And we're getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders this week. The zero sub-zero weather has hurt production, and we are finally getting caught up this week. If you have issues with arthritis pain and sleep, you do need an energy cleaner. That's what will help you. Energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Details at my website where you can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, which I personally box up and ship from the little country store, little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where tomorrow night they've got an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $8. It's a great thing to help you there, the energy cleaner and the mattress pads. Toll-free order line for the energy cleaner and mattress pads, here it is, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Kirk with Ready Pure Water Filters and talking about the events of the day and how to get ready for them. Right, Kirk?
Yes, we are. And nothing will help you do that faster than this Ready Pure system for sure. And, you know, folks, one of the things that's so important and really so beneficial about this gravity-fed system is that it really does take almost everything out of the water. I mean, more so than any other filter that we offer. We've got more involved membrane systems that have higher purification quotients, but they're a lot more money. They won't work without, you know, water pressure. This system will. There's no shortage of groundwater, but there's definitely could be a shortage of clean groundwater.
That's
and
right.
That's where this system comes into play. So we're talking about virtually 100% removal for all of the biological contaminants, and then a near 97 or 98% average removal of all the chemicals that are out there that we see, including the herbicides, big deal for us in the rural areas, the glyphosate, of course, the pharma compounds and runoff, the VOCs, the trihalomethanes, big deal, all the heavy metals. A lot of the nervous disorders that people have are directly tied to consumption of heavy metals. And it comes to us mostly in our water supply. And then you've got, of course, the chromium, you know, the famous movie out in California about the chromium 6, you know, pollution, the other military, you know, runoff contaminants. Anybody that lives near any kind of an active military base, especially an air base, needs to be concerned about these things. And this unit meets and exceeds all these NSF and ANSI standards. So very, very useful, very efficacious, and very cost effective, especially with that $100 discount that we offer to all of John's listeners.
Well, that's very gracious of you to do that. You didn't need to do that, but you did do it. And it's, that $100 means a lot to a lot of families. You can buy a lot of rice and beans, maybe fill up that pickup truck a couple of times with some fuel. That $100 still means a lot, and I'm very glad that you make that offer to people there, Kirk. And it's not optional. Water is not optional. A lot of things are optional, but water is not one of them, is it?
No. In fact, you can only usually go about 3 or 4 days without having severe consequences. Got to have it available. Don't want to have to go out and get it. Don't want to have to go to a pickup point, you know, to get it in an emergency. And you don't want to have to be concerned about whether the, you know, the boil water, like what we saw in Texas this past week, will affect you or not. And you know that you can fight against that and protect yourself with this system.
Absolutely. Well, the book we were talking about earlier is something that would help a lot of people. Americans tend to be dehydrated on the whole. It would be helpful. I talk a lot about the pinch test. In fact, my Friday guest, Dr. Lynn Wilbert, he talks a lot about the dehydration and this and the specific book that you mentioned as well, and how it's so important to not allow yourself to become dehydrated. You don't have to be clinically dehydrated to be suffering from dehydration, do you?
No. In fact, most of the degenerative diseases that we see, as Batman Gilish pointed out in his book, are due to dehydration and the effects over time. And one of the main reasons is that if you're not drinking the right kind of water, if you're drinking water that is devoid of the energy that you need and the frequency that you need, then the body has to manufacture that using the body's resources. So it's working to convert the bad liquids that you're drinking into usable bio water. And when it does that, it's taking energy away from other areas that it can't afford to do that with.
That's right. That's right. My wife, Dr. Moore, had a patient who was quite proud of never drinking water, ever. And of course, she had multiple health issues and didn't have a clue why. And it's amazing the beliefs people have about drinking or not drinking water, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. So what the paramedics do when they show up for a call, unless the person is bleeding out or has a heart attack, they'll do the pinch test. That's where the medic pinches the skin on the back of the hand between the thumb and the forefinger and then releases it. If the skin goes flat immediately, then you're properly hydrated. If the skin stays tinted up, then you're dehydrated. It's a simple test, but it's a good heads up on whether a person's dehydrated or not.
Got to have, you know, 3 or 4 quarts of clean, healthy water every single day. It is the number one preventative that you can do for your health.
So the book we're talking about, the title of it is Water for Health, for Healing, for Life. You're not sick, you're thirsty. And it's on Amazon for $17, a paperback. There's new and there's used copies available on Amazon for just a couple of dollars. Let's see. Looks like as cheap as $2 with $4 shipping, $6, about $6 you can get a copy of this. And it's a book that I think people need to really read and comprehend. There's a Kindle edition for $12. People like to use Kindle. The doctor also wrote a second book here, Your Body's Many Cries for Water. That was published in 2008. And let's see. Here's another one by the same doctor. Obesity, cancer, and depression, their common cause and natural cure.
Exactly.
So he was a prolific author. He's now passed on. He was a prisoner in a third world prison, which, you know, American prisons have proper lighting, heat, air conditioning, medical care, somewhat decent nutrition. But a third world prison is not a fun place to be, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, especially if you're deprived of good nutrition, of water, of sunlight, which we desperately need. You know, the body's main source of energy is the photons that come off the sun. And if you don't get those, the body can't function. It can't do what it needs to do. I mean, they've been able to show now with modern science and modern electron microscopes how there's actually, you know, at the conception, when the sperm is taken into the ovum, there's a release of light that happens there. And what's so very interesting is that, you know, the body uses this light force or this photonic energy throughout all of its movement, all of its activities that it does. And a big, you know, part of that is the water and the energy that comes to us from that water, because we know that it's not just about the chemical makeup of the water. It's also about the structure or the formation of those molecular clusters. And that's why we call it information. And many of us are drinking water that is not information, and the body has to then act on it to make it so. And these systems deliver water that definitely is information.
Absolutely.
That's the easiest way to describe it.
Well, there's a junior high school science experiment involving water. I think people might find this interesting. You take 10 tomato plants, and you split them into two groups, one group of five and the second group of five. And the daily water that the plants get, one is just plain water that hasn't been tampered with, and the other is water that's been microwaved first. All the tomato plants get the water that's been microwaved first all die. The plants that get water has not been tampered with all thrive as a normal tomato plant would thrive. Point being, if you microwave your food, your soup, your coffee, your tea, anything, you're basically killing everything that would be good for you and causing harm for yourself, right, Kirk?
Well, sure. You know, what the microwave transmission does is it puts those molecules out of formation, just like when we put the cell phone too close to our head or for long periods of time, we're doing exactly the same thing. And the effect of electromagnetism on the body, especially the man-made electromagnetism, is very, very, very detrimental. I mean, period, over and out. Numerous books done. I just got done reading a very, very interesting book. I can't remember the title. I have so many books. But I can tell you that what the point was that the rate of diseases started to jack and increase as soon as we started bringing modern electricity into the home. Fascinating book. Next time we talk, I'll have the title. But, you know, unbelievable. I mean, just, I mean, there's so much information out there. That this is another reason why we always talk about the importance of reading books and self-education, because you're not going to hear any of this, you know, on the news or in public education. And, you know, reading is such a crucial thing. And having those hard books is crucial. You know, the problem with the electronic books, they're very convenient, but, you know, anybody at any time can make them available or not available or change their content, you know, on and on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, my private library is, I guess, probably 300 to 500 books. The Library of the Men and Women I Work With is several thousand books. And the listeners to the John Moore Radio Show are extraordinary Americans, because the listeners to the John Moore Radio Show actually own and read books, which most Americans don't. And according to the American Library Association, Kirk, 3% of the adults in this country have a library card. Half of those only use that library card for light entertainment reading, which is fine, which leaves 1.5% of American adults that both have a library card and use it for anything other than light entertainment reading. That's the status of our country. It's not very good, is it?
No, and it's no surprise that we find ourselves, you know, in the situation that we're now in, because, you know, this type of government that we have, you know, a constitutional republic, demands, you know, an educated electorate. And, you know, we find ourselves
in a
bad
situation.
Well, I'm going to
recommend a book for you, Kirk.
I'm sorry, Jim?
I'm going to recommend a book to you. It's a free download at my website, 918 pages. Here's a title. It's kind of a convoluted title. The short title is Matrix 3. That's Matrix Roman numeral 3, Volume 1. The expanded subtitle, here it is: The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness.
Wow.
The author is Valdemar Valerian. You know, I have a hard copy that I got only a few months after it was published, I think in 1995, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
It's a reference book. The reason it's so long is because instead of giving footnotes, giving you original source material, they actually print the original source material, which makes it so long. What I recommend to people, Kirk, is they send a copy to their local home Office Depot, Office Max, one of those kind of places. Have them print it out on three-hole punch paper, make sure that the format doesn't punch holes in the text.
Sure.
And then get a really big three-ring binder, and you've got yourself one hell of a reference book that will help you understand what's going on in our world and why.
So, so crucial, you know. And I remember back, you know, 50 years ago or 40, 45 years ago in the military, you know, I was involved, as you were, in military intelligence. I was communication security. And I remember, you know, doing the order of battle workups, you know, based on the communications that we intercepted. And then also, I was primarily counterintelligence, so making sure that the communications, the friendly communications that we were monitoring, did not give away information that could be used to build an order of battle profile. And now let's roll the screen, you know, forward 40 years, and now we have a situation where everything we do online, everything we say on the phone, everything we type, everything we think about in our house is being recorded and monitored. And why is that so? Well, that's so they can build a psychological and activity profile on each one of us, so they can direct, you know, the technology at us to determine what we can read, what we can't read, what we can see, the stories that we listen to, the way that we listen to them. All of this stuff is going to be used against us. There's never been an instance in history where the powers that be have more individual information on their people than we see right now. And every time in history, that's always been used to get more power, more control at the expense of the public. And we have to fight back against
this. So, Kirk, tell me, were you with ASA?
Yes. Well, it was no longer called ASA. It was now called INSCOM.
Well, in Vietnam.
But yes, it was the blending of the old ASA and the old electronic frequency thing, you know, whatever it was called.
My morning route to pick up classified documents, after I left the CIA, I went to the ASA location.
Right.
Cantor Airfield. And these guys were in this air-conditioned van. They'd open the door to hand me documents. They're in their stocking feet. And the air-conditioned air just about knocked me over.
Yeah, they love the air-conditioned van.
Oh, my God. I thought, man, these guys got it made. I'm at 6 inches above sea level. It's 95 degrees, 100% humidity. Right. And that air-conditioned van air just about knocked me over.
Was it hooked up to the towable generator, the 5K generator?
Well, they had plenty of juice to run the AC. See. That was not an issue. And needless to say, I was kind of jealous of their work environment because I didn't have air conditioning where I was.
Yeah, it's just it's kind of cramped, you know, in that van.
Yeah.
This was actually the bolt-on camper, you know, type deal that we had. Same
understood.
Thing.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of February. Visiting with Kirk with Ready Pure Water Filters. You can place your order right there at my website. If you don't have internet access, which a lot of you don't, I'll give the telephone number twice here. Remember, the coupon code is LibertyMan for that $100 discount. Here's that phone number, 336-525-1015. I say again, 336-525-1015. 1015. And they regular office hours are 9 to 5 Eastern time. But the phone does get answered otherwise, doesn't it, Kirk?
It does. Yeah, we're around all the time. Happy to talk with you. Many people have got individual circumstances that they need to, you know, get advice on. And we're happy to provide that. Call us anytime. Next week, let's talk about, you know, Dr. Horowitz talks about the frequency and how it can affect, you know, the human body and the health of the body. Let's talk about that next week as it applies to water.
Let's do that.
Yeah, he's a great guy. What a great guy. You know, make sure and stay tuned in for him. He's up next, right?
He is. He's up next. Great. And you and I will talk privately later in today.
Yep, I'll give you a shout. Take care, brother. Love you.
Okay, thank you, Kirk. We appreciate it. It's amazing, these connections. Kirk was with counterintelligence, and myself with psychological warfare. We got Andrew Monday, who was also with psychological warfare. These connections that pass through decades and experience and so forth. That's shows some synchronicity there, I believe, doesn't it? It really does. Okay. I've segued from so much talk about political matters to back to the basics, preparedness. That's been my mantra since I first got on talk radio back in 1995. It's been my mantra before that, my first consultation for preparedness, a paid consultation, was the summer of 1977. A couple flew their plane down from Las Vegas to meet with me for a day and have a private consultation. Preparedness has been my mantra for a long, long time. I've seen firsthand the consequences of what happens in war. For most Americans, warfare is an hour and a half in an air-conditioned dark room with a bag of popcorn. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, what you see in film is nowhere close to the real brutality and horror and insanity of war. There are some films that come close. There are some films that come close. But it's still, you're in a protected, safe environment in a movie theater when you're watching this. Real warfare, safe, protected environments are few and far between. That's the nature of real warfare. And the majority of victims in most every war has been innocent civilians. That's another reality, unfortunately. Very unfortunately. There's been exceptions, but especially the wars of the past century, most victims have been civilians. We have a break. We'll be back with Dr. Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.